Welcome to AEA Streamline, a podcast by the Association of Environmental Authorities. AEA is a New Jersey trade association for local, regional, and state-level government agencies that deliver water, sewer, and solid waste services. This podcast is an on-the-go version of AEA's check-in calls. It can trace its roots back to Superstorm Sandy and our daily conference calls back then. During the pandemic, when our members needed urgent information once more, we moved to Zoom. Now, our monthly podcast, Streamline, connects you to AEA on your own time. This podcast has something for anyone who works in an AEA member utility. Let's get started. I'm very excited to welcome Hazen and Sawyer as our very first AEA Streamline Cornerstone sponsor. It's a great vote of confidence for the podcast. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Bill Gettings. For more than 70 years, Hazen and Sawyer has focused exclusively on all things water. That focus has led us to work on some of the biggest water and wastewater projects in the world. Our long history and local experts enable us to truly understand the issues facing New Jersey utilities today, acting as your trusted advisor to develop digital solutions that help save time and money. If you're trusted to protect the public health and environment, we can help.
We'll start out today's episode by saying how proud we are of the fine work our members do to provide safe and reliable water, sewer, and solid waste service in New Jersey. This was illustrated so well at our conference. I want to thank all of those who participated in the conference earlier this month. The conference featured many really robust conversations involving the speakers, our moderator, Mark Pfeiffer, and the audience. We discussed microplastics, stormwater, relationship building to create shared services, and recruitment. Regulators from the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection joined us in conversation about the best approaches to revising licensed operator rules. All of that contributed to an agenda that was particularly engaging. We appreciate the financial support of the exhibitors, Colliers Engineering, CUNY, CME, Mantis Innovation, Mott MacDonald, Trinity Consultants, Suburban Consultants, and Jersey Waterworks. The last part of our annual spring conference is our recognition luncheon. We honored 14 individuals and authorities with WAVE awards. We honored trainees from the Environmental Professional Development Academy who received completion certificates. And four individuals were honored for their service to that program. Four commissioners were honored with Outstanding Commissioner Awards. Mary Jo Kautz of Hamilton Township MUA was honored for her many accomplishments, and in particular, her ratepayer-focused approach. Albert Jones of Cumberland County MUA was honored for thoughtful, principled, and ultimately successful efforts to defend the authority, and therefore its customers, against a disadvantageous private equity takeover. Arthur Smith of Two Bridges Sewage Authority was honored for cultivating a culture of accountability and cooperation during his long tenure and for his role in seeing the authority through dozens of projects worth more than $60 million. John Villapiano of the Township of Ocean Sewage Authority was honored for his long record of public service. In addition to serving as a TOSA commissioner, Mr. Villapiano has served as a township council member, a county freeholder, and a member of the New Jersey Assembly. Throughout this time, Mr. Villapiano has been a strong advocate of environmental protection. Individual achievement awards went to two Bayshore Regional Sewage Authority employees. Carol Ann Weisel was honored because she contributed greatly when Bayshore developed an electronic requisition and purchase order system, and when the authority transitioned to new accounting software. Michael Dow was honored for his key role in assisting Bayshore recover from Superstorm Sandy and for his exemplary work ethic, as well as being a promoter of productive union management relationships. There were two Best Management Practices awards. Hanover Township Sewage Authority was recognized for its long-term management operations and maintenance programs that have enabled the authority to achieve 100% compliance with its NJPDES discharge permit. Musconetcong Sewage Authority was honored for a major plant upgrade that increased efficiency and saved operations costs. It reduced clogs, it saved maintenance efforts, and ensured the authority consistently complies with its NJPTES permit. Hanover Sewage Authority also received an Energy Savers Award for its energy-efficient practices and policies in its operations, its maintenance, and in its capital projects. There were several forward-thinking awards. Bayshore Regional Sewage Authority was honored for implementing a comprehensive geographical information system. Camden County MUA was honored for addressing severe flooding challenges in Camden's Kramer Hill neighborhood through its partnership with researchers at the Drexel University Sustainable Water Resource Engineering Lab. Hillsborough MUA was honored for its successful Blackwells Mills Pumping Station project. Passaic Valley Sewage Commission was honored for its program to dramatically and efficiently increase its wet weather treatment capacity to 720 million gallons per day and better protect the environment in the Newark area. Two Rivers Water Reclamation Authority was honored for its major project to install a new state-of-the-art biofilter odor control system. A public education award went to Western Monmouth Utilities Authority, which partnered with the Monmouth Council, Boy Scouts of America, and Teamsters Local 701 to provide environmental education, especially among youth from underprivileged communities. I'll now share the names of the Environmental Professional Development Academy graduates. Kevin O'Donnell from Atlantic County Utilities Authority, Richard Bach, Morgan Clark, Joe Klaus, Brendan Hirsch, and Craig Moyer from Evesham MUA, Tony Da Silva from the Hamilton Township Department of Water Pollution Control, Steve Pierce from Lower Township MUA, Evan Capano and Jonathan Monarino from Middletown Township Sewage Authority, James Lutz from Mount Holly MUA, William Shaw from Mount Laurel Township MUA, Christopher Winningham, Douglas McCombie, and Eric Amato from Ocean County Utilities Authority, Joseph Sesto and Timothy Day from Sussex County MUA, Vinnie D'Esposito from the Township of Ocean Sewage Authority, and Michael Kane and Arthur Green from Western Monmouth Utilities Authority. EPDA Director Brian Valentino also announced four honorable service certificates recognizing dedication to the EPDA program. These went to Karen Burris, April Roach, Bernard Bujak, and Michael Ruppel. Now we turn our attention to a hearing room in Washington, D.C. Michael Witt, General Counsel of the Passaic Valley Sewage Commission, the nation's fifth largest sewage treatment facility, testified before the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee last week on behalf of a coalition of water and wastewater associations, including one that AEA belongs to, the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. This coalition is the Water Coalition Against PFAS. Witt was there on behalf of the coalition to urge passage of a bill that would exempt water and wastewater utilities from liability under the Superfund law, which also goes by the acronym CERCLA. Here is an excerpt from Mr. Witt's remarks. He told Congress, "Wastewater and drinking water agencies were literally created for environmental and public health protection. That's our mission. And to help us do that, we want polluters to pay for PFAS remediation. In contrast, utilities passively receive PFAS via source water from drinking water supplies and through wastewater discharged into sewer systems from homes and businesses. That fact, and that fact alone, exposes each and every water utility in the country to being labeled a potentially responsible party under CERCLA. It exposes millions of water ratepayers across the country to having to fund PFAS cleanups or pollution caused by private companies. This is simply wrong. Congress must act to fix it. The coalition is asking Congress to provide water systems with liability protections under CERCLA for PFAS to help ensure polluters and not the public pay for cleanups." Thank you, Mike, for getting that important message to Congress. AEA members have also reached out to the New Jersey congressional delegation on this matter. We hope Congress and the President listen to our plea on behalf of keeping unfair costs off the backs of our customers. I will close by observing that Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd. Many AEA member utilities conduct activities and programs to observe Earth Day. It's a good time for members of the public to take a moment to recognize the responsibility we all share to take care of the Earth. For water, wastewater, and solid waste agencies, every day is Earth Day. Their work helps protect, as Mr. Witt told Congress, both public health and the environment. Thanks for listening to AEA Streamline. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We'll see you next month.